Yo, yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One. Andrew Eck is back for X Best Bets. He's got you covered. We're going to review last week. We're going to talk about the best bets for this week. Let's dive in. Let's take a nap.
Oh, that's right. It's on today.
I watched the
What's a good show?
finale. Took a little
There's a
nappy.
finale?
That was episode 7. That was it for the season.
They're getting shorter and shorter.
It's getting short, dude.
Back
Seven
in,
episodes. 7 episodes is nothing.
I know, back in my day, it used to be like 20 episodes.
What the heck happened?
24 used to be 24 episodes.
Remember that? Those were the days. 24 episode seasons. You had so many
Dude,
subplots to the plot. You had so many things going on.
we used to call it, I remember in middle school, we called it the Jack Bauer Power Hour. And I'd like run home from basketball practice, like 8 o'clock at night, starting.
It was so addicting, that show, because of the way it was set
Was
up.
so good. It was
You
so
know,
good.
the amount of stuff that happened in 24 hours in that show.
I don't know, right? It's like, bro, you need to sleep.
Like, man, I wish I got that much done in 24 hours. He's a good actor, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
That
He's
guy's a
good.
great actor.
All I want is some FaceTime.
Ollie's on here. He's like, hey, it's Adams plus two, kid.
He's got some yogurt on his head, but he's doing all right.
He's definitely jealous right now. Okay, so last week we had you on. Did we do six games? We did six games last weekend.
We did six. Yeah, I added one because I love the Thursday night game. No, it was kind of cheating because it like just started as we were recording, but I really liked it and it covered, so shout out the
That was good.
Dolphins.
It was good. You were texting me all night about the Dolphins after that pod. All right, you want to give the update on how you did? I know we talked about it offline. How'd you do last week?
Yeah. So 3-2 with the five best bets that I had. 4-2 if you count the Dolphins. I'll count them. So Cleveland won, which was awesome. Carolina won, never a doubt. Pittsburgh won. Needed some luck there. And then the Rams lost. That was heartbreaking. And then the Texans also lost, and they're just got awful. But it worked out because I was getting a little wacky last week. I did a 14 teaser, and you can do like these different teasers where like there's you bet everyone straight up, individually, or you can do parlays. And so it's like, you have money line parlays, over under, and you just kind of bet. The more you bet, the better your odds. But obviously, if you need five teams to cover, that's pretty tough. And that's how Vegas, keeps building new buildings and making money. Or you can do teasers where your odds aren't as good, but if you got two teams or three teams, you can do like a 6.5 point teaser where, if the Ravens are favored by 2.5 and you do a 6 point teaser, then it's, they're 4.5 point underdogs. And so if you do that with three different teams, I did it with four teams and I did 7 points. So I had the Rams, the Texans, the Vikings, and the Browns in that teaser. And so it was like plus 220, I think. So you like bet $10, you win 22, something like that. So
Was there
that
any
saved me.
game? Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, sir.
But was there any game last week that surprised you from a betting perspective? Like NFL, like any game that was like.
I mean, it's surprising how bad the Titans are and the Colts keep just blowing people out. That's kind of surprising, which kind of gets into like this week because I'm still fading the Colts. I like refuse to believe it. That was pretty surprising.
What about the Falcons, though? Like, did that stick out? Did you see that coming? Like, what the heck happened there?
I mean, I took Carolina in the best bets. I love Carolina, but I mean, yeah, I mean to they got shut out, right? I don't think they scored at all.
30-0.
Yeah, that's embarrassing against Carolina, who's not even good.
Yeah, what the
But
heck?
stay tuned. It'll be there. I don't know. I just don't think they're that good. I don't think you're a Penix guy. I'm less thrilled about Penix. You see, they like fired their the receivers coach, and they're
Not
making the
good.
OC be on the field instead of in the box. I don't know if that actually really matters. I don't know what your take is on that, but
I think that the OC should be on the field unless they're like super proven up in the box. Because how do you get the vibe of the guys? How do you know?
yeah.
I think that's so weird. They make a phone call, they meet you at halftime. But I think when you're proven, if you want to go up there, I don't know, what do you think, right? Like if you have a good communication and process, the guys that you can have your assistants up there calling out coverages, talk
Yeah.
to you. I don't know. I just as a, if I'm calling plays, when the quarterback comes to the sideline, I want to look in his eyes. I want to see what he feels. I want to talk to my players, see what they feel. I need to feel that, right?
Yeah.
That'd be a big thing for
Yeah, I
me.
mean I think it depends on who your quarterback is. I think when you have a younger quarterback, it's probably better to be on the sideline and you know, after every possession you're talking about stuff, showing working through the iPad and being more involved. But if you got like Lamar Jackson or, you know, Josh Allen, they don't need to be talked to, you know, every time they come off the field. And if you like being up in the booth, seeing the, you know, the all 22,
Yeah, I
then
think so. I think that's a good point.
by all means.
And it'd be different, I guess, okay, if you're the, I'm thinking of a team, if you're the Bills offensive coordinator, like Joe Brady, I think he can be upstairs because he's a pretty dang good offensive coordinator, but Josh is a
Yeah.
really great player and the head coach is on the field. So the head coach can do all the talking to Josh too, right? Like,
Yeah.
especially
Yeah.
when you're the offensive coordinator of a defensive head coach, I think that dynamic works well
Yeah.
too. I don't know. It's just funny. What I think is crazy is they did that. The Falcons did what we just said. They fired someone and then they were making the coordinator come down to the field. And then the
Yeah.
Titans, what the Titans did is funny too, though. The Titans head coach passed off play calling, not to the offensive coordinator, but to the quarterback's coach.
Quarterback's coach. Yeah, that was crazy.
It's like, why isn't he the offensive coordinator, Andrew? What's going on there?
Yeah. Yeah, it was and then I forget who someone on it was Michael Pittman Jr. said that the Titans looked like they didn't have any energy. It's like, bro, it's week three. Like, what are we doing?
What are we
They don't have any
doing?
energy? Like, that's just like, I don't know, red flag. I actually had I thought that the Titans might be a little frisky this year, but man, they are bad.
Me
He just might
too.
be terrible as a coach.
Me too. They really did give Denver all Denver wanted. They just couldn't score in that game, week one.
Yeah.
They really.
Yeah.
I do think the Titans have a solid. Like, there's some solid defensive front there, but. Yeah, it doesn't look good. I haven't watched enough of them closely. When I watched them a little bit, when they played the Rams and that crazy throw that Cam Ward made.
Oh, yeah.
That looked
Yeah.
literally like Mahomes, bro. Like that was like prime when Mahomes makes a big play. That's who I think his comp is. I mean, from when I've watched him in college, but we'll see. It'll be exciting. Okay, so last week, we're gonna say 4-2 though. I'm gonna give you.
We're gonna say 4-2.
Hey, you did. It's not like the game was over. We were live. We were talking about it. You spoiled the
Yeah.
game at halftime, which is great. I still caught up.
Yeah.
So, going into this week, what do you have for us? What are you looking at here? What do we got? How many games?
Yeah, so I like looked at the spread and I was like, man, I don't got anything. I don't like anything on this board. And then you look at it again and again and again. You're like, all right, I can see it. And the first game that stuck out to me was Saints Bills, and I was just like, man, is this gonna be the stinky line of the game? Like, this is like a plug your nose and bet it. Saints coming off just getting absolutely murdered on the road. Bills, I think that what the Bills played the Jets last week. Then who
Bills
did they
played the
play?
Dolphins on Thursday night.
The
They have a
Dolphins
mini
Thursday
bye.
night, yeah.
They're coming off a mini bye.
Yeah. Up, I think their favorite 16 and a half. That's a lot of points. And
In
so
the
I was
NFL, it's a
like,
lot of
man,
points, man.
is there like a trend that tells me like, oh, because I don't know, when I see a big spread or like, you know, a high under over under a low point total, I'm like, ooh, that's a challenge. Challenge accepted. I'll take that. You
Yeah.
know, it's like 16 and a half, like that's easy backdoor cover land. You know, you don't even have to be competitive. And it's just like Spencer Rattler in the fourth quarter, you know, gets two garbage time touchdowns because Josh Allen's sitting on the sideline or
Yeah.
something. So I was like, man, maybe I don't know. I'm still thinking about that, but
Isn't that
game.
crazy? 16 and a half, that if it could be what? It could be 30-9 or something like that, or 30-7.
Yeah.
What? Like, yeah, 30-7 in the fourth quarter. They score a touchdown, 30-14. You cover. You're good.
Yeah, I
That's
know. It's like
crazy,
it's
right?
just so many points. And you're just like praying for like a like I hope this script is sick and you get like a first drive touchdown, you know, like just give me some sort of field goal or like special teams touchdown,
For
something.
listeners that for listeners here, it's so funny because from my perspective, I am more of a traditional football fan, and Andrew's turned me more into like seeing the game through the lens of a better, and he's a traditional football fan too, but you'll t I love when games kick off at noon and I'm like all amped up and then someone scores and I'm like, wow, that was really great execution. And you're like, man, that really helps the over. I'm getting those texts. Good for the over. Or if both teams go well on script, you're like, oh man, and you bet the under, you're like, I really hope they're not good off script, right? Like
I know.
let's get the
That's what
under here.
happened in that Lions Ravens game. The total was like 52 and a half. And I was like, because you can live bet it too. So after they both scored, it was like 62 and a half. And I'm like, yes, please, because I already bet the under. And it ended up being 68, so I lost both of those. But I had the Lions plus four and
Damn,
a
you
half.
had the
But
damn when it was 38-24,
I know it was
you
like
had
right
it.
there, and then it was like two touchdowns in the last 2 minutes. But
Yeah.
anyways. So speaking of Thursday night, love the Cardinals plus one and a half. Played an ugly game. I don't know how many people actually watched this game. Super ugly
Very.
against the 49ers. The one and a half against the Seahawks, which is, I don't know, I think it's kind of a weird line. I figured Seattle be favored more. Maybe it's, you know, on the road in Arizona. So I like them.
Is Mac Jones playing quarterback for the Niners this week?
Yeah.
Is he starting? Okay.
Atlanta, we talked about them before. They're plus one and a half. Oh, I forgot to write who they're playing. Please hold.
All good. We have time. Nothing but time, dude. This is good. Fill in dead space.
Oh, the Commanders. They're at
That's an
home against the
interesting one.
Commanders. Yeah, I mean, you get Mariota's second game. I feel like the backup quarterback, if they're playing the Vikings or it's their first game, like, you know, they play really well, but then you get some tape on them and figure out what they're doing. And second game always looks different. Then, you know, the Falcons, they looked so bad, so bad. Like, who's going to want to be like, hey, you know what I want? To take the Falcons after they got shut out by the Panthers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, look, guess who will? Me.
It's good.
Plug your nose.
It's good you yeah, you I like you picking this game. So far we went first game, we're taking Saints, Bills. Second
I
game,
haven't decided on the
haven't decided.
Saints. I
Okay,
haven't
we're undecided
decided.
on
I
that.
haven't
We'll
decided.
before we leave here, we'll get your
Undecided.
answer. But then the
Yeah.
first official pick, you took Cardinals, right?
Cardinals, yeah.
Cardinals. And then this game, Atlanta. So the Atlanta Washington game's interesting, I think, because I had my eyes all over the Raiders game against Washington Sunday. It was on the quad box, and it felt like Washington was getting tons of explosive plays against the Raiders. It was like every time I looked up, big runs. They had a big kick return to start
Yeah.
the game.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
I don't know,
I mean, they
Geno must
started
have
off with
been.
like a kick return. Yeah.
Yeah, the kick return. I don't know if it went to the house, but it got really close and they scored a touchdown right after. I think the Raiders turned the ball
Yeah.
over a lot too. I thought the Raiders were going to be better than what they played. I really thought the Raiders had a shot to win that game,
Yeah.
but okay. So but it's interesting though. Big win with the backup really versus for the Commanders versus absolutely terrible divisional loss. And then now that this is in my mind, I'm always paying attention to the loss and the big win and when they play each other. So
Yeah. It's just like it's just how
system
the
tells you to
NFL
take
is, you
them.
know, 'cause like it's just like 8-8, you know? Like
Yeah.
so many teams are just 8-8, well, not 8-8 anymore, like 8-9, 9-8, you know, like they're around 500 where it's hard to win on the road. I mean, the home field advantage isn't what it used to be, but it's still, you know, I think it's still harder to win on the road. And I think when you just have, I mean, people are human, you know, you've just been getting all like everyone is just against you, you know, you can galvanize the locker room, everyone's against us, everyone hates us, blah blah blah, you know, and then
You're not
you're
sleeping
at
in your bed.
home.
You're not sleeping in your bed the night before the game. I always think
Yeah.
about that when these guys play these games. You know how it is. Imagine going in for a surgery, right? The next day, but you're in a different city. and you're like, where do I get coffee? Where do I do this? My whole body's, I
Yeah,
know they're pro
everything's a little
athletes,
di
but
everything's a little off.
everything's different. I don't know. People don't think about that.
Divisional game too.
Divisional game. Yeah.
Weird. Now it's Commanders. I don't know. So I kind of love the Falcons on that one.
Okay.
The Rams, we talked about this one before, or we talked about the Colts a little bit before. I just don't think the Colts are that good. Like they'll probably be, I don't know, they win 9 games maybe. But
Maybe
I was
10,
looking
maybe
at,
10 in that division though. Maybe they sneak 10 because of the
yeah,
division.
that's true.
Because
Yeah,
dude,
Titans are bad.
yeah.
Texans are bad.
What do we trust
Jags
the
are
Texans now?
meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you look at, and we talked a lot about, or a little bit about stats last week, and I feel like I explained them pretty poorly, but it like the three big ones that I use is EPA per play, right? Expected points added, and that takes into context like based on the down, distance, field position of every single play, right? And it basically shows like how close are you, how did that play get us closer to scoring, yes or no, right?
Yes.
So it kind of gives you like a point value. So we talked about, I think we talked about last week, like a 5 yard gain on 3rd and 4 is different than 3rd and 15.
Yep.
And then success rate's another one that I like to use, where it's like, hey, how successful was this play? So on first down, did you get at least 40% of the first down? So did you get 6 yards? Second down, are you at a 3rd and 2, third and three, 3rd and 4th down, did you get, a first down, obviously, right? So it's more of like a yes or no qualitative analysis, which can be, like we talked about before, like no stat is perfect. This one's more like a yes or no. So like a 40-yard bomb is the same as a, 6-yard run on first down, right? They're the same because they're both successful, but obviously, you take the explosive play.
Yeah.
But it just kind of, it gets to like consistency over time. Like, hey, you have first down, how successful are you?
Yeah.
Are you just either a bad offense or you just need the explosive plays? And then we talked about DVOA, which is a little bit niche or niche, whatever you want to talk about, but Football Outsiders has this like proprietary thing that looks at, it's kind of like EPA per play, where it looks at, specifics, and adjusts for the opponent, which is just kind of unique. So I like to, no stat is perfect. You can use whatever you want, but you put them all together in a nice little bow. It kind of tells a story. But anyways, when I was looking at EPA per play and completion percentage over expected, which is another stat that is
I
commonly
love that
used for
stat.
quarterbacks,
Love that stat.
Daniel Jones is third in the league. He's third. Like that's not going to be sustained, So he's not the third best quarterback in the league. He'll be like middle of the pack. So I just, all that to say, Rams -3.5.
This is their first, the Colts, this is their first test on the road. I mean, I don't know who they played. Did they play the Titans on the road last week? Is that who they played? Who'd they play on the road? Yeah, okay, the Titans. And then week one and two, it was Denver at home. I know that.
Yeah.
That was week two. I forgot week one. Oh, the Dolphins. They smacked the Dolphins. Surprise, right? That was not that impressive. So I feel like this is their first real test. And it's a system play too. Big win for the Colts. They blew someone out. Rams are coming in after that loss. Not so happy. Okay. So by the way,
Exactly.
I was watching a guy who had, speaking of betting on a game, I was watching a guy on TikTok. He had like $200,000 bet on the Eagles to cover by like three. They had to win by three or something like that, right? Dude, his reaction to the field goal, like he was like, here we go. This is how I lose $200,000, right? And they blocked it. He's like, he picked it up. Big boys got it. Big boys got it. And then meanwhile, I'm on the couch like, I watched all the games I picked, the Rams to win in my confidence pool blocked. I'm watching the Bucks get blocked. It was the week of blocked field goals on
That
TV.
was weird. That was just a weird weekend. It was fun.
Very
It
weird,
made
very
for a
strange.
fun witching hour.
Very. Okay, so I like this. I think it's important that people know when let's recap everything Andrew said. Much better job this weekend on the stats. Hey, great job on the stats. I didn't even tell him to do that. That was all him. So You use, obviously, statistics all in a group. You have the ones you like, DVOA, EPA, success rate. I like completion over, over expected, completion percentage over
Yeah.
expected. And you also use system plays, right? You're looking at where's all the public money going? Will you fade the public?
Yeah.
We always talk about team coming off a big win, team coming off a loss. Like you're looking at all of those things, right? I'd imagine all the time. Is there
Yep.
anything we're missing that you like to use when you're making bets? That we just kind of went through a lot right there. But like anything else? Because I know I've listened to a lot of like professional bettors and they're like sports bettors. They're very big on the injured list. Like they're waiting to see who's playing. Do you look at that major? Does that
Yeah.
how much of a
Yeah,
factor?
I mean, I don't know. I've maybe I'm just not as into the weeds as I just don't think it matters as much unless it's a quarterback. I think so there's which game was it?
Because what you're saying is, like, even Vegas, the line really doesn't move unless it's a
Yeah,
quarterback,
it
right?
doesn't really move. And you can make it up, a receiver, tight end, running back down. Like you can game plan around that. Like, are you a worse team? Yeah, probably. But like, can you still win ball games? Probably. I think quarterback is just far and away the most important position in all of, American sports or
Maybe
sports that
sports in
anyone cares
general.
about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I think you can like overthink it too much, and you can talk yourself in circles, and I just try not to do that. I don't listen to as much pre-game. Like I don't watch like ESPN or Fox or anything like that, just because it's like nobody knows what the heck's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like nobody, like with a Super Bowl, the Broncos Carolina. When or no, it was Seattle Carolina. Well, who was it? No, it was Broncos Carolina.
The defensive game?
Yeah.
The
When the
defensive
Broncos
game
like
was
destroyed them.
Broncos Seattle. Seattle destroyed Denver. Remember, it was out in New York. They put it out, it was Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. Then the other game that was with Denver beat later on, they beat Carolina. That was like two defenses struggled.
Okay.
But
I think I
obviously,
was thinking of Seattle.
yeah,
Yeah,
the
yeah.
C, yeah.
Seattle, Denver. Where it's like everyone's like picking Denver, and then they just get, their doors blown off.
Blown
Like
off,
nobody
yeah.
really knows what's going to happen, right? So I just think if you stick to kind of a system like nobody knows what's going to happen type of deal, like I was betting, I was when I was picking, because I like to have some stuff on the night games just to make it a little bit more fun. But it's like it just felt like everyone was picking the Ravens. You turn on ESPN. I just talked about it, I don't watch as much, but like it was on for dinner, and it was like everybody picked the Ravens. And it's like, yeah, Ravens at home. It just makes sense, right? But oh wait, the NFL doesn't make sense.
You know what though? It's like
Lions.
and then you go one step further, we talk about how good Lamar has been against the NFC teams. I
Yeah.
almost feel like because the Lions got smacked a few years ago, like the psychology of that, they went in there, they were not gonna get smacked. Like you could almost tell the way they were playing, like
Yeah.
we got smacked here a few years ago, and it ain't happening this time. I think that stuff matters. I'm not saying it won them the game by no means. The Lions are a good team. I think that's what we learned because they went on the road. And I'd imagine, Drew, DVOA. I'd imagine that Ravens defense against the run is awful because, bro, that is those holes, man. They were getting pushed around. I know they were
Yeah.
missing some pass rushers, but I didn't stay up and watch the Bills game. I watched highlights. I don't know if I know we're kind of going off of a tangent here on the Ravens because they're going to be a team that really matters when it comes to betting. I don't know if that defense can be fixed. I don't feel like when you don't have dudes up front, you just don't have dudes. It is what it is, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was listening to Mina Kimes' podcast, and she was talking about like they just spammed like the duo, like just. And that's why Montgomery was a bigger part of the game. There's just like duo up the middle, just over and over and over. Because the Ravens have speed, right? Their linebackers are good, their secondary is good, but they just were like, all right, it's fine. We'll just run
Run right at
right down
you.
your throat. And it's
Yeah.
just like, what do?
Yeah, and if you can't,
You're
like,
just getting smoked.
especially in duo, if you don't have dudes on the defensive line that can win or, like, put, like, just stalemate at the line of scrimmage, then as soon as that double block moves that defensive lineman and they get up to the second level on the linebacker, it's He's on the safety there, right?
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah,
know
I just
if
looked at.
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I
You got
just
some
looked at
numbers?
rushing DVOA, and they're third worst in the league.
Yeah, dude. And you know
Especially after
that.
that game, that's gonna be rough.
Yeah, the other thing is, I was listening to probably Colin Cowherd. He made a good point. He's like, the problem, or maybe it wasn't him, maybe it was Chris Sims. Someone said, the problem with the Ravens is that they score so fast with Lamar that they're probably going to have to start thinking, we need to go on longer drives, like in the second half. If they're up seven, I was telling someone this, if they're up seven in the second half, maybe you got to slow it down a little bit and like help out the defense. And that's a little bit different than what they're probably used to. Because,
Yeah.
I mean, the Bears against the Cowboys, good example. I mean, this is unrealistic. 10-minute drive, though, in the third quarter, right? You just waste the entire third quarter, and then you go up three scores or whatever it was, and they scored the touchdown.
Right.
I don't know. That's going to be interesting. And I know, first month of the season, you can't overreact too much. It's still, like I say, extended preseason. But
Yeah. But it's, it was an interesting game.
yeah, because like you said, people love betting the Ravens. They're like the regular season Super Bowl team. Like that's what they do. They just
Yeah,
win the regular season.
they blow people out.
Yeah.
But next game,
Let's
I
hear it.
loved the Bears last week. So, and they covered, obviously. Big game. Caleb Williams looked awesome. Embarrassed the Cowboys. They're at home or on the road against the Raiders. Love the Raiders -1, -1.5. Raiders looks bad against the Commanders. Bears looks great. System play.
System play.
Raiders at
System
home.
play. I know.
Raiders at home.
You know
It's
what
just
else?
like,
Go ahead.
good.
No,
No, go ahead.
you go. You go. I've been talking. Go.
It just gets back to like, what do you think is going to happen? It's like the Raiders are terrible, can't run the ball. Guess whose defense kind of blows? The Bears. That's like. I don't look at the recent stat after this last week, but I'm sure it's probably not any different. But like how Ashton Gentry was getting hit behind the line, like on average,
Yeah.
he wasn't even making it to the line of scrimmage before he was getting contacted. Like that's how bad their running game was. And I thought Geno played well,
Yeah.
or well enough, but they didn't win. But I just think coming home and I don't know, like 1-2 off a win is different than 1-2 off a loss. I feel like there's a little bit more desperation at home, winnable game. So I like the Raiders -1.5.
It doesn't surprise me. I was thinking about this. If you were gonna, I did my confidence pool and I thought, yeah, Andrew's system tells me that the Raiders are gonna win the game. The other thing is, so what you just said, Ben sent me a text. I think he has Genty in the league. Genty has 144 yards rushing this year, and he has 145 rushing yards after contact.
Yeah. I mean,
Think
that's how,
about
I mean, he
that.
was great in college like that. Like, that's crazy. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe block for the poor guy.
Yeah, that's not good, but it's almost a perfect matchup because if you watch the Bears, they're just pretty soft against the run. They really are. I mean, against the Cowboys,
Yeah.
Ben Johnson talked about how, yeah, they were upset that they gave up 5 yards a carry, but their goal was to be really good in like situational football, third down, red zone. The problem is, Drew, if you're bad against the run, the other team's going to get a lot of shots on third
Yeah.
down and red zone, and eventually, Brock
Yeah.
Bowers starts to get
Exactly.
loose.
Like it's all good to be like good situationally, but if it's red zone time and they can still run the ball down your throat, well, sorry, so much you can do about that.
Yeah. Okay,
So
so that's
sorry for the Bears.
oh, that's okay. I have low expectations with the Bears until they prove it. Like all the Bears fans, it cracks me up. I went down there for the game and I've, I'm all season in last year too. Everyone gets so upset when they lose. I'm like, man, I expect that nothing good's gonna happen. So when good things happen, I'm like, wow. Like you notice my reaction when they went for it on fourth down. Everyone's like, ah, we should kick the field goal. Tom Brady on the call. I don't know. And I'm thinking, man, I remember watching the Lions last year and I thought, if we get Ben Johnson, we're gonna be doing this. And it's a lot
Yeah.
different, man, when you're the fan of the team. When the Lions are doing it,
Yeah.
you're like, yeah, no brainer. Fourth and four.
Yeah,
Go
dude,
for it.
go for it. Yeah, heck yeah.
You got no stake in it, man.
Yeah,
When your team
exactly.
goes for it, you're standing by the TV like, oh, buddy,
Yeah, you're
right?
like, oh
And but
no.
the
Yeah.
excitement when they score, dude, it's different. So it's been fun, but
Yeah.
hopefully they can keep it going. I'm excited, but I System play.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
System play, got to do it. Don't think about it.
All right,
Don't
what's
think about
next?
it,
What do
do
we
it.
got next?
All right, so for the fifth one, so I got Cardinals +1.5, Atlanta +1.5, Rams -3.5, Raiders -1.5, Patriots -5.5. This line was kind of weird for me. Both teams are 1-2. Patriots haven't looked that great, but being favored by 5.5 against the Panthers, that seems like a lot of points. So it felt like, Carolina coming off a blowout loss against the Falcons, who looked good the week before. Like, are the Panthers good? No, they're not good. They're coming into New England. New England had like three touchdowns that they got taken away by turnovers or two, right? They like fumbled inside the one or whatever.
Yep.
And so I just feel like the Patriots are going to come out. Vrabel's a good coach. We know he's a good coach. System play, don't think about it. Embarrassing loss versus a great win next
Hey,
week.
good story, good
Which
storyline there too, narratively, from the narrative perspective. This Bryce Young, it's his second third year in the league versus a second year quarterback. I like watching these young quarterbacks when they kind of cross paths, right? We got Caleb and Jaden in a few weeks. So that'll be good. I like that play. I was impressed with the Patriots. Man, I told you, it felt like they were crushing the Steelers, but they were like tied or losing the game.
Turnovers, man. Turnovers do
Turnovers
it.
at the red in the red zone, which actually that leads me to, okay, I'm good with this game. Are you picking the Vikings Steelers game this week? Because that's a tough one with all of the it's overseas.
Yeah.
You got the backup quarterback for the Vikings. I don't think the Steelers are just very good, honestly. I think roster
Yeah.
wise, it's
No,
not really
I agree.
close. I think the Vikings are much
Yeah.
better.
Yeah, I kind of struggled with that one. I wanted to put the Vikings are favored by 2.5, and I just think it's kind of equal because obviously it's a neutral site, right? So they're getting 2.5 points. I might throw them in like a teaser, like a six-point teaser or something. Get them up to, or you can even bet them more. Get them over the 3, maybe get them over the 7, but that'd probably be like a 10-point teaser. It's probably a little rich, but I don't know. Maybe throw them in something. Hopefully, I won't lose by at least 3.5, or lose by field goal. Sorry.
You want to throw him a bone? Oh, wait, Ollie, relax. I'm not talking to you. Ollie's like, throw a
Yeah,
bone? A
exactly.
bone?
He's, I know, he's about to sleep. He's bored listening to me. But yeah, I mean, that's tough, especially with Carson Wentz. It's so unpredictable. But I don't know.
He
I
didn't look
do.
bad last week. But he was never called on to do anything once that game got out of hand.
I mean, I actually like the Bengals. It wasn't in my five, but it was just kind of like a, parlay the Bengals Jets on Monday night type of deal, because the Bengals plus getting 7.5 against at Denver, which is a lot of points for
A lot of
Denver. I don't
points.
know, like I'm not a Bo Nix guy.
Yeah.
And that Bengals game was close, like that Bengals Vikings game. Like
It
they were
was.
driving to score. It was 17-3. They were driving to score a touchdown at the end of the first half. They got the ball first and second half. It could have been 17-17, you know what I mean?
That's what it
But
felt
then it
like.
was,
Yeah.
yeah. And then it was turnover for a touchdown. And then next thing you know, boom, it's 34-3.
Agreed.
And it's pretty much it's ball
I'm always
game.
watching the Vikings game from your perspective, like as a Vikings fan. And I was thinking when the Bengals were driving and it was 17-3, I was thinking, if I were a Vikings fan, I'd be thinking, are we gonna get the ball back and it's 17-17 in the second half? Like those are the thoughts
Yeah,
that were going through my
yeah,
mind, right?
yeah. I mean, it's a real possibility. It was, and then just chaos happened.
Is that the greatest
Chaos
defensive
happened.
performance in a regular season game I've ever seen? I think it is. It's gotta be up there.
That I think Dominique Foxworth said he did, like, he calculated like the expected points added, and it was like 20 or something, which is like a great quarterback performance. It's like insane. Well, I mean, he changed the whole game.
The
Pick
whole
six,
game.
fumble. Fumble for a touchdown and forced another fumble, broke up an end zone or broke up a touchdown. So that
Yeah.
was pretty wild.
Hey, by the
But
way, running down
go
the
ahead.
sideline on the fumble, the one that, he caused the fumble and ran. Dude, he
Yeah.
looks like a receiver, man. I don't know if they throw him in over there. They probably
Yeah.
don't need help because of all the receivers they have.
Yeah.
Addison's back this week, I
Yeah.
think, right?
Addison's back this week. Yeah.
Yeah, feel good about that. That guy can
Yeah.
move, man. Whoa, that's scary
Yeah.
speed.
It,
But
it, it's fun. It's fun to watch.
oof, what do you got next?
All right, so those are my five, right? So We'll keep track of those. So Cardinals 1.5, Atlanta 1.5, Rams -3.5, Raiders -1.5, Pats -5.5.
Love it.
Others receiving votes, things I was considering. The Titans Texans under over under is 38.5. That is so low.
Very low.
That's like first team to 20 wins. But
It really is.
it's also like Titans are terrible, Texans are terrible. So it's like I'm kind of like talking myself in a loop, like, well, they're both terrible, can't score. Does that mean they're going to score this week? But I don't know. Texans defense is really good, and the Texans offense is so bad. CJ Stroud is so bad. I'm off
You're off
Stroud
that.
Island.
I think you're off that island when it started, actually.
Last year, I was not a fan. Saints, I bet I'll probably take him Sunday. I'll be like, yeah, let's take him. But then Monday night we talked about a little bit. Jets Bengals. Jets are getting 2.5. I think it's still 2.5. Yeah, 2.5 against Miami. Miami played well Thursday night. I don't think either of these teams are very good. I just think the Jets probably have more dudes, can be more physical up front. I don't know if what's his face is playing or
Yeah, is
not.
Fields going?
That's a good
And so just to
question.
clarify, Monday night it's Bengals at Broncos and it's Jets at Dolphins, right? They have a doubleheader this week. Yep.
Fields is questionable.
They've been
That's how
doing
it goes,
these
so good.
doubleheaders. I kind of like them. If I were like whatever, the East Coast or the West Coast teams, I think it's kind of nice. I like these doubleheaders.
Yeah, I mean the way they're doing it this week is way better than the way they did last week, like, or 2 weeks ago or whatever, where it was like one game and then it like ended and then it was another game. It's
I
like,
don't like that.
dude, I'm not staying up for that.
I
You
like when
know,
they start during. Yeah.
like
You
East
go
Coast, it
farther.
was like 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night. Like, dude, no way.
No one's staying up for that. Yeah, it
So,
was the Chargers game, I think. Chargers and
yeah.
not the Seahawks. Oh, Raiders, not the Seahawks. It felt like the Seahawks because it
Yeah.
was the Raiders.
Chargers,
Oh,
Raiders, yeah.
yeah. What about
So
we got anything in
Jets,
college this week?
Bengals. Yeah. So I love Jets, Bengals, Dallas +7, really juicy. Ravens -2.5 at Kansas City to be favored still after that. It was interesting. College games.
Let's go and move to college.
I texted you Sunday and I was like, love this game. This is like my game, college game of the week. It was Indiana going to Iowa, and then I remember I had Indiana. I was like, this line doesn't make sense, right? And they smack Iowa by like a million. So Indiana at Indiana was favored by 2.5. I'm like, no way. That's weird. I checked today, they're favored by 7.5. Like that's they were people were hammering that line,
So
but
now,
I still love Iowa 7.5. Still love Iowa 7.5. Illinois is at home against USC. I think it's a noon game. They're getting 6.5, which I love that. USC coming to Illinois, come to Champaign. Come on now.
you got a bus from the air. They got a, or there's like a
Yeah,
little
it's an
airport.
11 a.m. game, dude. That's 9 a.m. USC time.
That's a tough thing to do on the body.
Yeah,
That's tough.
6.5. I love that. And then Duke. I don't know why Vegas loves Duke, but they're favored by 5.5 against Syracuse. Syracuse beat Clemson last week. That's the game. That's their game of their year. Big win.
Momentum high.
We played sports, you know.
Yeah.
You win a big game, you're like, oh, dude, we're so good. And
Yep.
then, next week happens and Duke comes into your place and
But you're bigger.
comes into your trap, takes
You're a
over your
bigger game
trap.
to Duke. So it's probably the game means more to Duke than it does to
Yeah,
you. You just
exactly.
beat Clemson. Which
It's like,
can
hey,
we
we
just
beat
ask? Can
Clemson.
I ask you? Is Klubnik not going to make it to the NFL? Like, is he just not getting drafted? What's going on, dude?
I think he will get drafted, but he's taking a hit for sure. I haven't seen where he's like fallen to, but he needs to turn around. That team, I don't even know. They got a bunch of dudes on that team, but they're bad.
So all of the people in the NFL were convinced this year's draft is heavy for the quarterbacks. I'm not saying that there's not a lot of talent, but are they any good? Like, is there any, I don't know who's the
Yeah, I
best
mean,
college quarterback going into the NFL right now, if you had to guess.
I know Sellers from South Carolina. I think McShay has him number one. compared to what's his face from LSU. I think it'll be probably them too. I don't know. It's too early to tell. I think people talk themselves into quarterbacks. It's kind of crazy how much it changes after everybody's played. And I think there's I believe after the season is when the coaches and the scouts and stuff can really evaluate the tape, and people are like, oh, it changes after they've even played a game. It's like, yeah, but NFL guys are focused on NFL. They're not looking at draft stuff. So
Just my own
I don't know. It,
evaluation when I watched Klubnik and Nussmeier play. Obviously, Klubnik more physical, able to run around.
more mobile,
But when it was time to make throws, man,
yeah.
Nussmeier was the one that made the throws. And you remember that one down the right sideline? They ended up calling it not a touchdown, but that was he made that throw. He made several very good like in cut routes, touchdown or deep like intermediate passes on time. The other thing that I liked that stood out in that game, and I know it's college, so they do a lot of screens. They were crushing with tunnel screens. Like college tunnel screens are fun because the offensive line can get so far down the field that, like,
I
as a
know.
more
It's
NFL
like
fan,
three
I'm always
yards
like,
now. Yeah.
where's the flag? And then it's like, oh, that's right. They
Yeah.
can go farther down the field
Yeah.
than in the NFL.
Yeah, it's good. This weekend, dude, get your popcorn ready. It's gonna be a good weekend of football. College football.
What are
Dude,
the big games?
Bama, Georgia, Penn State, Oregon, and then obviously Indiana, Iowa, obviously.
Oh, this is
Big
good.
game.
I try to watch one or two. It does help if you watch. I know you're a big college guy, so it helps because
Yeah.
for years I've
I mean,
just. Yeah.
Auburn A&M is going to be good. I mean, now that I'm in Texas, like A&M, the cult is real, but always root against them. LSU Ole Miss, 4-13. That'll be a good game.
We have the Texas. Is it Texas versus A&M? That's a big game, right? But
Yeah,
that hasn't
they
happened
didn't
yet, right?
play. They didn't know that happened. They didn't play for a while when A&M went to the SEC 10 years ago, however long ago it was, but they stopped playing each other. That was a big deal. They used to
It
play
feels
every
like an
year.
event. It feels like an event when they play each other now. Like ESPN's there, Pat McAfee show was there, like it's everyone's there. Yeah.
It'll be a fun game. But yeah, that's a good game. There's quite a few good games. Tennessee, Mississippi State could be frisky. I don't know. I'm excited. Birthday weekend. Watch him ball.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Dude, you're gonna be, I forget when your birthday is. I'm getting old. I can't remember anyone's birthday. I forgot my Uncle Bob's birthday.
September 26th,
I'll say the
Friday.
26th. I thought it was the 26th, right when I'm looking at the date. How
Yeah.
old are you now? 33, 34, 34,
34, about to be
34.
35, halfway to
Sweetness.
70.
Look at that. Sweetness, baby. Happy early birthday.
Feel
Thank you.
all of it.
Thank you,
Thanks for
many happy
talking.
returns, buddy. Okay,
Yeah.
so when next time we'll talk, you'll be 34, and hopefully you'll be 5-0, 6-0.
I'll be 35.
You'll be 35.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So that's right. So you turn 35, then I turn 33 next year. Because yeah, we're 2 years apart.
Yeah.
That's why I was like,
Yeah.
wait.
I'm a cougar,
Agree. Yeah. Ollie is ready for bed. That dog is ready.
I
He's like,
know.
okay, Dad, you
He's
did your
so
best bets. Now, one
Devin was
more of my
like,
best hugs.
can you please take me outside so I can go to the bathroom? We can go
Exactly.
to bed.
Okay. So let's run through it one more time. Tell me the games you got for the
Oh
NFL.
yeah. So 5 games of the week. Cardinals +1.5. Falcons +1.5. Rams -3.5. Raiders -1.5. Pats -5.5.
Awesome.
Also, if you want to get a little frisky, you can get a 6-point teaser. Throw the Cardinals in there, throw the Falcons in there, maybe throw the Jets in there. Get over the key numbers of 3 and 7, because most or a majority of NFL games end in a score differential of 3 and 7. So you could also do that, which I might end up doing. College games: Iowa +7.5, Illinois +6.5, Duke -5.5.
Love it, man.
Dude, isn't football great? Football
It's
season's
so
the
much.
best.
Every time Sunday, like, It's, well, I know Sunday morning. It's just the vibe is different. Like at 11:47, I think I texted you this
I
week and said, "Isn't
know.
this the best like ever? Like this is amazing. We got all these games. It's like
It's just
opening
the
up
best.
gifts when all these
Yeah.
games are going on." And then
Every Sunday.
few minutes in though, like when it hits halftime of the noon games, you're like, "Oh man, it's gonna be over soon. It's gonna be over soon." All right, well, hey man, we'll have you on next week. You're amazing. Good stuff. Great. Hey,
Right.
right now we're 3-2, 4-2. We're looking good.
Four
Let's
and
keep it
two.
going.
Four
Build
and two.
momentum.
Keep it going.